You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another time management episode of Up Your Game. Time management has been one of the main questions that my one-on-one coaching clients and my Instagram followers ask me about, so I thought to make another video about it, and I am sure you will love it, so buckle up. But before I get started, please share this episode and this podcast with someone that you think can benefit from it. I'm trying to make short episodes so that everybody can digest this content on the go, while driving, while walking the dog, while making food. It doesn't matter. They're so short. You can listen to them every single day without eating into your personal time. All right. So, time management tip number one, check your emails only twice a day. All right, so there was a book written by Cal Newport called Deep Work, an amazing bestseller, New York Times bestsellers, but not only, just overall an amazing book that talks about how to create amazing work. And one thing that he says is that, first off, he doesn't have social media because it distracts him. But I'm not asking you to be like him. What I'm asking you, though, is to limit the use of social media, in this case, actually emails, so that you don't get distracted throughout the day. All right. So if you run a business, it's also totally fine if you tell your clients, well, I check my emails in the morning and mid-afternoon. So if you do send me an email, please expect an answer within a few hours, not right away. They will understand, Game Changers, because especially if you are creating amazing work that requires a lot of attention, you can't be checking your phone every time you get an email. You're probably getting an email every 10 to 15 minutes. That means that if you check your phone every time you get one, you're never going to be able to create amazing work. To create good work, you need at least 2 to 3 hour slots where you're dialed in, working hard, taking small breaks here and there to drink, to eat, but then going back to the same project and giving it your undivided attention. Point number two, tackle the most important task of the day first thing in the morning. Now, Game Changers, you know this already because we talked about this in several different places. This is so important because if you start with the smaller tasks of the day, by midday, you're going to be already tired. And when you see the big, important task in front of you, it's going to seem so daunting. It's going to seem so big. You're not going to be able to tackle it with the right amount of energy and focus. All right. Point number three, only move to the next task once you're done the one at hand. This is also important. Have you ever heard of people saying, you know, I start a lot of things, but I never finish them? And that's not an isolated case. A lot of people that I know do the same thing. They start all these different projects and they never finish it. They start a book and they don't finish it. They start a blog post and they don't finish it. They start a business idea and they don't bring it to fruition. And that is a habit, okay? That is a habit. You want to change that bad habit and turn it into a good habit by never starting something else until you finished the task at hand. And that also applies to your everyday tasks. So for example, if you know that today you needed to file your taxes and then you also had a secondary smaller task that you needed to take care of, don't get into the secondary task until you're done the first one. This is not only going to be good for your productivity, but it will also help you instill a great habit, which is finishing your work, all right? Point number four, use flexible start and end times in your calendar. Now, I know a lot of people that use calendars, but the problem with calendars is that they are basically cells. They're basically a jail for your tasks, meaning if between 2 and 3, you're supposed to do something, and then between 3 and 4, you're supposed to do something else. If you're not finished the first task at that first deadline, you can't just jump to your next task because your calendar tells you to, all right? So what you want to do is actually use flexible start and end time, saying to yourself, well, today I'm going to work on these 4 main points, these 4 main tasks. I will start at 9 a.m. If I am done the first task by 10 p.m., so be it. That's great. I'll move to the second one. If I am not done, I will simply push the to-do list to later on during the day. This is a great way for you to still have a blueprint of what you're supposed to work on, but not becoming slave to your calendar. That's the most important thing, because your calendar doesn't know what your day is going to look like. When you set up your calendar the day before or the morning of, you don't know how the day is going to unfold, and you don't know how much work each task is going to require. So by keeping your start and end dates flexible, you're going to be able to adjust your workflow and work more efficiently. All right, so I hope you enjoyed these 4 time management tips. And until next time, I will talk to you later.